In tonight's other headlines, Arab leaders say it's time to move forward on the second phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. In remarks to the Doha Forum, the Qatari prime minister said an ongoing ceasefire agreement needs to include the full withdrawal of Israeli troops from the Gaza Strip. The remarks came as Israeli defense forces killed 3 people in an Israeli-controlled area of Gaza. 2 others died in an airstrike outside Gaza City. The next steps in President Trump's peace plan call for international security force in Gaza, the formation of a new government, and Hamas giving up its weapons, which it has not yet agreed to. Devastation and desperation are evident in newly released 911 calls from the July 4th weekend flash flooding in Kerr County, Texas. We want to warn you that some viewers may find this distressing.
Hey, how many people are there?
There's 3, and we're stuck in a 2 elderly people. Please help. I can't.
Okay, really quickly, I need you to take a really deep breath. I understand we have everybody headed that direction, but I need you to take a deep breath, okay? What's a good callback number for you?
We don't know whether the woman in that call was among the more than 130 lives lost in the flooding. Over the course of 6 hours, as floodwaters rushed through the area, dispatchers handled more than 400 emergency calls. The family of a National Guard member ambushed blocks from the White House say they're optimistic about his recovery. They say Sergeant Andrew Wolf is looking more like himself and his head wound is slowly healing. He's expected to remain in acute care for another 2 to 3 weeks. Last night, there was a vigil for Wolf at his old high school in Berkeley County, West Virginia. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was also attacked that day and later died from her injuries. And the countdown to the Winter Olympics in Italy has begun. In Rome, the Olympic flame began its journey to the Games in Milan. Over the next 2 months, more than 10,000 torchbearers will participate in a 7,000-mile relay through Italy. The opening ceremonies will be held on February 6th. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how AI is helping predict premature births and the risks and rewards of an icy plunge.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.